The vote that went through in Parliament actually reduces the income for a huge number of Stevenage people. And although the publicity that's come out is all around people who are out of work, about two-thirds of the people that are penalised by this bill are people who are in work, and they're people who are on low wages. There will be nurses, teachers affected by this because of the tax credit element of it. And we all know there's a deficit and it's got to be resolved. But from my perspective, this is punishing people who are working really hard and trying to make ends meet. In Stevenage, the problem we have is that the housing costs are so high, and now the energy costs are increasing so rapidly, that is eating up people's pay, particularly when they're on low wages. So we're finding at the food bank, for example, the majority of people that come to the food bank are people that are working. They're not people who are, you know, not trying to make their own ends meet. They are people who are in work and who are struggling because of the high cost of housing and energy. And, you know, it's very sad to see people who are doing their best to be independent having a further blow from this government. People are working their budgets out. They're on such tight budgets that the slightest little knock can really hurt. And, you know, that is certainly going to be the case with this this new bill that's gone through. It's going to make a further hit on their budgets. We haven't properly launched the food bank yet. We wanted to see how it goes before we go with a launch. But some of our councillors and the committee that are associated with the food bank have done a great job in getting it set up. And they've been going for a month now, and they're having 30 people. They're feeding 30 people every Friday night from the food bank. So there is a real need out there, and we expect when the food bank is properly launched later this month that will go up quite a large number. We're only issuing vouchers at the moment through three of our children's centres and the Citizens Advice Bureau. We expect that the demand will go up once people start to get to know about the food bank.